A documentary examining everyday life in communist Czechoslovakia is now available on DVD, entitled Vzpomínám, Vzpomínáš, Vzpomínáte, or I Remember, Do You Remember, Do They Remember. The documentary looks at life through the prism of socialist realism, against the memories of those who lived through it. The film was co-written by famed documentary maker Pavel Kotecký, who died in April of this year when he fell from a tall building during the shooting of his latest film. Kotecký, who graduated from and later taught at the film school FAMU in Prague, rose to prominence in the 1980s as a filmmaker who dealt with highly politicized themes. In the style of Helena Trestakova, who filmed the evolution of married couples over a 30-year period, Kotecký similarly traced the lives of dissidents who participated in the Velvet Revolution in the 12 years that followed, including Martin Mistrick, Michal Kotsav, Jan Rummel, Krzysztof Rimsky, and the famous band singer Marta Kubišová. Louda se půl měsíc, louda se oblohou, stíny zem líbají a moje rty tvé nemohou. Kotecký's film on the fates of dissidents called Hledáci pevného bodu, or Seekers of a Fixed Point, was released in 2001. Kotecký was also collecting material for a film on Václav Havel. Vzpomínám, Vzpomínáš, Vzpomínáte looks a little further back in time, at the icons and paraphernalia of the Czechoslovak Socialist Republic. The film is a collage of interviews with people who lived through those 41 years, including many well-known artists. Elena Mularova, who also worked on the script, explains the concept.
We found several people of the various generation who were born in 40s, then 50s, 60s, and 70s, and they were speaking about memories of childhood. They were speaking about dresses, about meals, about normal life.
The film also draws upon a wealth of authentic historical footage. Throughout the film, propaganda-infused images captured from Czechoslovak television are contrasted with memories and personal commentary of those who lived during the time. A perfect example is a clip from a cooking show in the 1970s, which depicted two ordinary Czech men trying to put together a meal from a recipe. According to official communist myth, there was no such thing as gender inequality in Czechoslovak society, as evidenced by the seemingly progressive cooking show. However, in reality, women continued to be expected to take care of all the domestic tasks, including preparing meals. The documentary also examines the many artifacts of socialist realism, including the Czechoslovak contributions to the 1958 World Expo in Brussels. It reminds viewers of the logos and ads for communist-era products, as well as the bizarre phenomenon of Tuzek stores, where hard currency could be exchanged for scarce Western goods not readily available on the Czechoslovak market, such as chocolate, jeans, and Brazilian coffee. In addition to the documentary itself, the DVD version also includes almost 3 hours of bonus features, including numerous television ads from the era and two short pieces on how the regime has changed since 1989. Although the DVD's release was intended to coincide with the parliamentary elections earlier this month, the film's purpose is not primarily political. It tries to represent the objects and images that surface in many Czech and Slovak people's memories through irony and humor.
I think it's a little nostalgic film. It remembers the reality of the life of Czech Socialist Republic. It's about the way of life in totalism, but it's not about some political causes, but it's about the life of people in school, at work, at home.
Thank you for that, Christy. Moving on, the Obecný dům, or municipal house, on the square in Náměstí Republiky is not only a stunning example of Art Nouveau architecture, but also an important venue for Czech art exhibitions. It is currently exhibiting the drawings of early 20th century Czech sculptor Otto Gutfreund. The drawings are in Gallery in Brno, which has been collecting the sculptor's drawings over the past few decades. The drawings, in conjunction with excerpts from the sculptor's diary, provide illumination into the methods of this internationally renowned artist. So just who is Otto Gutfreund? Born in the small town of Dvor Klarlove nad Labem in 1889, he attended the College of Applied Arts here in Prague. His initial works were influenced by his Art Nouveau and naturalist education, but an encounter with the work of French sculptor Antoine Bordel brought him to Paris and forever altered his style and approach to art. I had the opportunity to ask Marek Pokorny, the director of the Moravian Gallery in Brno, more about this acclaimed sculptor.
Otto Kurfreund je jedním z nejznámějších vlastně zakladatelů českého moderního umění.
Otto Kurfreund is one of the founders of Czech modern art. He is a representative of the school of Cubism, which had a big impact on the Czech art world. He was influenced by the early stages of Cubism around 1913 and 1914. He spent some time in Paris, so that he benefited from direct contact with the French school of Cubism. On his return to Prague after the war, he became one of the leading representatives of that school in the Czech Republic. His work influenced the face of many of our towns and cities. In many ways, he is an important figure in the Czech art world.
Now, it's fascinating that this exhibition focuses primarily on his drawings, especially because he was chiefly a sculptor. What's the importance of these drawings in relation to his other work?
Je to samostatná vlastně část jeho tvorby. Oni to jsou samozřejmě skici ke konkrétním.
The drawings are an independent part of his art. These are sketches of some of his sculptures as they took shape. You can see that in many of them he plays with shape and space to find just the effect he wants. The sketches show how the sculptures were created, step by step from the moment he was inspired to make them. It is an analytical part of his work, of the sculptures that he created.
The drawings on display chronicle Gutfreund's steady transition from expressionist forms to the cubist style that he became associated with by his death in 1927 at the young age of 38. Images of faces and bodies as interpreted through Gutfreund's cubist lens pepper the exhibition, as do angled still lifes and expressionistic nudes. Vanda Skalova, who's in charge of organizing exhibitions at the Obecný dům, told me why they chose to showcase Gutfreund's work.
This exhibition premiered in the Moravian Gallery, and because the Municipal House aims to present the public the work of leading representatives of Czech modern art, we asked our colleagues at the Moravian Gallery to organize a slightly broader exhibition of his work at the Municipal House.
The Gutfreund exhibition began on the 28th of June and will continue until the 17th of September.